I'm trying to think of the names of people that put in Colorado Diver.
Aspen?
Aspen. I'm not sure in Aspen.
A bunch of trees all together is called a...
A grove?
Mm-hmm. And what are some types of cactus or cactus-like plants out here?
You have the...
You know, not that I have known.
You have the... ones that are around.
You know, I had a friend of ours. You remember the ones I told you that we ate
the enchiladas
with?
Yeah.
And he knew all of the. He lived in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
In Sedona, and you know, northern Arizona and southern Arizona, and he knew the name of every cactus. And I got to where, you know, he'd tell us always what the yucca.
Yeah.
Yucca and. Now which one is it that you want to know about?
Oh, any of them that you can name.
Oh, yucca.
How about the ones with the arms that we really don't have here, but they grow them in Tucson?
Yeah. I know what those are, and I can't think of the name. They're saguaros, aren't they?
Yeah, that's
saguaros,
right.
Saguaros, uh-huh. And then we have, I used to know the names of so many. In fact, we have a book that shows all the cactus.
Well, how about... that's fine. Yucca's good. A plant that you don't want in your garden is called a
weed.
Mm-hmm. Can a weed be something that you would want in your garden?
In some places, but what we consider weeds, they grow, you know, as just regular plants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we really work on weeds all the time, but we don't have any.
Okay.
Do you do that too?
Yeah, we're afraid of those goat heads. They leave all the stickers in the lawn.
Oh, yes.
And you can't walk
now,
out.
Is that what you call a milkweed?
I don't think it's the same as a milkweed.
It isn't?
Looks like a milkweed, though.
Yeah,
it might be the same.
Yeah, because we have milkweed here.
Yeah.
And we keep pulling them out, both here and on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The kinds of plants that grow up the side of a house are called?
Shrubs?
Well, the ones that creep
hedge,
up.
Hedge? Or a vine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our local river is called what?
Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm. And a small body of water flowing down a mountain is a...
waterfall?
Well, it's like a stream.
A stream?
Yeah, what kinds of words do you have for stream?
Not a river, huh?
Mm-mm. It's smaller than that.
Stream. It's funny, I mean, how your mind just is blank sometimes. And
would you call it a creek?
A creek, uh-huh, I guess, uh-huh.
Although
I wouldn't think of that. I think of that down on the surface rather than flowing down.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you? I mean, would you think of a creek coming down the side of a mountain?
Oh, well, not a steep mountain, but certainly flowing from the... Because I always think about the source.
Oh, the source. Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, so if you start at the top of the mountain, that's where the source is. Usually.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
A wet weather creek is what? One that only flows when it rains. What do you call that?
An arroyo?
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
That's our word for it. And, a clearing in a forest where there's trees, where there's grass and flowers is...
A garden? I don't know.
Well, in a forest, a wild place with grass and flowers.
With grass and flowers.